is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're joined on stage by the Saxton family now. You might hear Robert on Wednesday mornings on Northern Community Radio. And the Saxtons are a family that endeavor to live a life close to nature and try to really experience the outdoor world in everyday life. It's a family mission. But as they're about to show you, living the outdoors, natural life, isn't as easy as it sounds.
Hey kids, it's maple syrup season. Yep, the buckets are clean, the taps are ready, the wood is piled, and the temperatures are looking good for our run this week. Woohoo! And there are 3 feet of snow on the ground. Perfect conditions. Who wants to help out? Okay, let me rephrase that. Who wants to help out and thereby avoid having their iPods confiscated?
Oh, me! I do!
Anything you want, dear old dad.
Right then, let's get the snowshoes on. That stuff is deep out here. Here, Louie, take these buckets. Tommy, hold the drill, will ya?
Daddy, I don't have any snowshoes.
What? Well, where'd you put them?
Probably with her mittens.
Shut up, Louie.
Okay, no biggie. Tommy, would you stop playing with the drill? Charlotte, just walk in our trail and you do your best. Okay, you guys, let's go.
How about that tree, Dad?
Yep, that looks great. Go ahead, Tommy. Angle the bit slightly upwards and in about 1.5 inches.
Oh, it's running already!
Wow! All right, hey, nice. That's great that we hit it just at the right time. Okay, but we better get moving. Hey, Charlotte, bring this bucket to that tree over there. Would you? Okay, Louie, hold the tap. I'll hold the tap, and you hammer it in.
Oh! Oh, sorry, Dad.
It's all right. It's okay. All right, Tommy, hang the bucket on there, and we'll go tap the next one. Say, where's your sister?
That's her hat.
She was just over there.
Dad? I think she's under the snow.
Ah, oh, geez. Okay, you two go dig her out, will ya? I'll meet you at the next tree. Let's see, one down, 99 to go. Good job, you two. Charlotte, you better, might as well stay on the trail from now on, okay?
When are we gonna be done?
Okay, just a couple more. Hey, Louie? Louie, would you get your mouth off that spout?
I can taste the sugar.
How many more, Dad?
Are we done yet?
Okay, all right, you guys. Okay, thanks for the help. You go run inside and have some hot chocolate. I'll finish up here.
Yay!
2 days later.
All right, we had a solid run yesterday. My ibuprofen kicked in, and it's time to head out and collect sap. Who's going to help? iPods.
At all, dear old dad.
30 minutes later.
Dad, I don't think I can carry this one more step.
Can we have some hot chocolate?
Louie, would you get your mouth off that tap? All right, you guys, I'll finish gathering and start the boiling. It might take me a few hours before it's boiled down enough to bring inside.
10 hours later.
Daddy, wake up. When are you going to come in?
Huh? Oh, hey. Okay. All right, looks like it's boiled down enough to finish and can in the kitchen. Go back to bed, Charlotte. I'll be in shortly.
The next morning.
Wow! Look at all those jars!
There must be hundreds of them!
How many, Dad?
18 jars total. About a gallon and a half. You guys want pancakes?
Yeah!
Okay, I'll get started. Louie, where'd Louie go?
Outside, Dad.
Louie, get your mouth off that tap and come set the table!
Okay!
Daddy, Tommy's dropping syrup all over himself.
Tommy, that's gross. All right. Here you go. They're still hot. Bacon's almost done. Here's to a successful sugar season. Thanks to the trees, thanks to our ancestors for the teachings, and especially to you guys for all the help.
Daddy, you are the greatest dad in the world.
Thanks, you guys. I love you, too.
All right. Robert Saxton, Tommy, Louie, and Charlotte Saxton joining us, telling us about syrup. And March, the sap is going to be running soon.